This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Tax day has been pushed back a month. That you probably know. May 17th is the deadline now. Far less known, though, and it has been happening for decades, is the way the tax code in this economy discriminates against Black Americans. Dorothy Brown is a professor of law at Emory University, where she has been studying tax policy and race for years. Her new book on exactly that topic is called The Whiteness of Wealth. Professor Brown, welcome back to the program, man.
Thank you.
I want to start almost at the beginning of this book. In the introduction, you give a brief anecdotal open, I think, is the format you've chosen to start this book. And you basically explain why you wanted to write this book. And you say, and I'm quoting you to yourself here, "Tax law was about math, and I was sure I'd chosen a career where race had nothing to do with my work. I have never been more wrong about anything in my life," you say. Explain that.
So I grew up in the South Bronx. I dealt with racism every day. I didn't also want to deal with racism at work. So I thought I picked an area of law that had absolutely nothing to do with race. And lo and behold, I find race is everywhere, including the Internal Revenue Code.
Okay. Now, tell me, with that as a setup, tell me about your parents' tax returns.
As a good daughter, once I got my master's in tax law, I did their tax returns. I'm making the income that both of them made myself. And I'm thinking I should be paying a whole lot more than they are, but it didn't work out that way. And you know, I'm a math geek, so the numbers didn't add up and didn't make sense. It wasn't until I became a law professor and read an article that said, how do you know there isn't a race and tax issue if you don't look? Hmm. Now, easier said than done, because the IRS doesn't collect or publish statistics by race.
Okay, stop right there. And I know I'm cutting you off in your story, but that to me when I read it was mind-boggling. I need you to say it again and then help us understand the implications of it.
Yes, the IRS does not collect or publish statistics by race. So we will never know if the tax law has a disparate impact based on race if we wait for the IRS, right? Because mm-hmm. they don't give us the data. So I became a detective of sorts, and I would read anything I could get my hands on that would be a good proxy for taxable income. And I came across an article that said Black wives contribute significantly more to household income than white wives. Mm-hmm. And the light bulb went off.
Yeah.
My mother and father were both full-time workers and contributed roughly equal amounts to household income. The typical white married couple has one spouse earning significantly more than the other. That couple gets a marriage bonus. But Black couples like my parents, no tax cut. And for decades, their taxes went up because they were married to each other. And that's what the law required.
Now, why does the law require that? Is it because it was written by mostly white men who were inculcated in the white ways of finance? Is that the deal?
Well, that's the short answer. But
sorry, I guess I answered my own question.
Yeah, but how we got there was through the joint return. So through a white married couple lens where the husband worked in the paid labor market, the wife was a stay-at-home spouse, they got a tax cut.
Okay, so let's get out of the joint tax return and marriage and into some other ways that the tax code is systemically racist, I guess, right? And that's
sure.
That's you know, it goes to gifts and inheritance and property. All of that stuff is different based on the way this economy works in the tax code, right?
Yes, and what my research over 25 years has shown is any tax provision that I've looked at, there's been a racially disparate impact. So let's take jobs. First of all, Black Americans are disproportionately found in jobs that don't come with tax-free benefits like health insurance or retirement accounts. But even when you have a Black American in a job with those tax-free benefits, they have different tax consequences or different financial situations than their white peers. So you could take two people with six-figure incomes. They work right next to each other. Mm-hmm. The black college graduate is sending after-tax dollars home, whereas their white peer is getting down payment assistance from grandma. Their student loans are being paid off. All of those financial transfers received by those white taxpayers are tax-free.
Right. Let me just round it out here. When you made this discovery about your parents' tax returns and you got your mom on the phone, what'd she say?
Wow. When I sent my mother a draft, yeah, she said, they owe me and James reparations. Mm. And my mother has never used the R word before. Mm. She couldn't believe how unfairly she and my father had been treated.
A whole lot more people are going to hear about it once they hear about this book. Dorothy Brown is a professor of tax law at Emory University. Her most recent book about race and the tax code in this economy is called The Whiteness of Wealth. Professor Brown, thanks for your time, ma'am. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.